Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
As members of the global campaign to demand climate justice, with grave concern about news that have come to us, Japan, as well as other countries, but Japan specifically, has been funding coal plants and counting it as climate finance. This has reached the levels of the absurd. How can we have any legitimate green climate fund? How can we have any legitimate UNFCCC? There are no rules as to what counts as climate finance. We need rules for this. We cannot be found funding dirty energy and counting it as climate finance. This is absurd. We are here stating with grave concern these actions, and there needs to be something done. There needs to be a reaction from the UNFCCC, from the Green Climate Fund, because this undermines its legitimacy. It also undermines Japan's legitimacy in terms of their contributions to the Green Climate Fund and climate finance.
No dirty energy, climate justice now!
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 Leave the oil!
In the soil!
Leave the coal!
In the hole!
Leave the tar sands!
In the land!
Leave the oil!
In the soil!
Leave the coal!
In the hole!
Leave the tar sands!
In the land!
This was Julian Vélez of Earth in Brackets during the action carried out on Wednesday, where several social organizations expressed their opposition against Japan, considering the funds for a coal plant in Indonesia as climate finance. The activists of the Global Campaign to Demand Climate Justice also called to stop the development of dirty energy immediately. The news that Japan funded the Cirebon coal plant in Indonesia with climate finance money, arguing that the plant uses a more expensive new technology that is less polluting and that couldn't have been afforded by Indonesia, was unexpected. The population living near the plant has complained over this, and Friends of the Earth in Tunisia has carried out campaigns against the plant. It still is a coal plant, one of the most polluting power generation methods. At the end of today's demonstration, which was covered by several communication media present at the Lima COP, Real World Radio interviewed activist Yuri Onodera of Friends of the Earth Japan so that he explained the decision made by Japan's government. We also talked to ERA, Friends of the Earth Nigeria's chair, Godwin Ojo, who participated in the action and was critical of the use of dirty energy.
So Yuri, we have been here in an action where young people from different organizations belonging to the global campaign to demand climate justice have been saying that the Japanese government should not be financing coal as part of their climate finance. Why did they say that? What really happened here with the Japanese government?
The Japan is having these technologies that advanced, they call it advanced coal power plant technology, which they claim to be the better efficient technologies and allow them to emit the carbon dioxide less than the conventional coal power plant. So they claim that by the replacing or the building the better, more efficient coal power plant, which contributes the climate than old-fashioned coal power plant, slightly lower the emissions. But as science says, that doesn't matter much unless you stop using coal and switching to the renewable energies. That otherwise you're gonna have the big problem of the meeting or lowering the temperature rise as countries agreed. So that's why we are coming out on the street and in the convention center and making a big appeal that the Japan is doing is not, should be not allowed to be climate change policies, climate change funding, and the coal should be out. from the picture of whatever that we do for the climate.
Okay, and those coal plants that Japan would be financing, where are they? Where will they be, Yuri?
Right now we are talking about the power plants built in Indonesia. And there is also the Vietnam and some other Asian countries. And I remember the Chile, South American countries also kind of in the negotiation with Japanese government about financing the new coal power plants in here. So basically the picture is quite broad, and Japan is counting that this new coal power plant export as they are part of the economic recovery strategy.
Okay, and it was already presented officially as part of their climate finance, or it still needs to happen? And what are the next steps? I mean, who decides if it is climate finance or not?
That's exactly the good question and the problem. Issues of the coal power, Japan's financing happened between 2010-2012 climate finance under the United Nations climate talks, and the government reported that the contents of their finance to the UN Secretariat. And that's when we got all the proof and data of that Japan financing coal power plants under the name of climate finance. The problem is that there's no clear definition about climate finance, so each country has put up their own list of the technologies that they prefer to be the good for the climate. And so there have to be clear definition of the climate finance that exclude any fossil fuels. There should be the focus on renewable energies and energy efficiencies, and also the focus for the technologies that would help the poor and most people who are really needed energy access. That should be the way to move forward for the climate. Just climate finance, otherwise the UN and whoever claimed to be doing climate finance would lose legitimacy.
So Godwin, can you tell us please what was this action about? What were Friends of the Earth, the young people from Friends of the Earth, Earth in Brackets, the people from the global campaign to demand climate justice, was saying here?
We are here to say that enough is enough in the hanky-panky, the way climate change negotiations are being conducted. We are saying that subsidies and public funds should be removed from dirty energy. Dirty energy is causing climate change, is responsible for violations of human rights in Nigeria, gross abuse of people, leading to series of killings and deaths in the local communities. The livelihood of the people has come under serious ruin. So it is time to remove subsidies and public finance from dirty energy, be it coal, oil, fossil fuels, fracking. No more of public finance. We, in Friends of the Earth Nigeria, we strongly condemn the Japanese effort to finance coal under the guise of green carbon, of green financing. So we have gathered here today to totally condemn that and to say that such practices should not be condoned under the Green Climate Fund.
Godwin, how can it be understood? Because it sounds very absurd, like financing coal is a way of giving finance to combat climate change, to give us climate finance, as Japan is saying. How do you see that?
Dirty energy is not part of a sustainable energy future, because it's dirty, because it is leading to increase in global temperatures, and as a result is leading to extreme weather conditions, either in some areas too much rain or too much sun, but various weather conditions that is already in Africa, in Nigeria, affecting agriculture and food security. As we speak, farmers are no longer to predict the farming season. So there are a whole lot of problems associated with dirty energy. This is why we are calling for a stop. The need to stop dirty energy is about the survival of mankind. It's about survival of planet Earth. It's about ensuring that we keep within 1.5 degrees limit in order to avoid catastrophic evil that may fall upon the world.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.